I speak in the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Book of Prophet Amos. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Let justice roll down like a river, and righteousness like an overflowing stream. There's been controversy about what gender God is. Yes? What color God is? Can I ask you what nationality God is? Anybody? Any question? What nationality God is? Prince Charles thinks he is English, because English is a common language. He cannot be a Swiss because he's not a banker. There was a program on the BBC called Goodness Gracious Me. Did anybody see it? Did you see it? Anybody? Oh no, of course you live here. It was an Indian sitcom in which the people suggested God is Indian. That's a scripture. God is Indian. Because he worked for 6 days and rested for the seventh. And that's what the Indians do. They work Monday to Saturday and perhaps have Sunday off. Am I right, Peter?
Yes.
Yes, he is Indian. So God is Indian. That is now certified. Well, more seriously. God created the world and put you and I, human beings, in charge through dear Adam and dear Eve. And you know what they got up to. They abused that trust and disobeyed God's command. And you and I all know the consequences of it all. And you and I are still living our lives because of that mythological event of abuse of trust. But more seriously, I would like us to consider two issues out of that particular story of, in terms of stewardship and accountability. You know where I'm going now. I might as well shut up. Stewardship and accountability. The relevance of these two issues to the annual important date in the church's calendar of Harvest Thanksgiving is very relevant. I'm sure you know. The story of the creation is, of course, Victoria. It's been having going on for millions of years. It's Victoria. And pastor in the rural setting that we are given in the opening chapters of the book of Genesis. Harvest Thanksgiving was brought to life in churches only 150 years ago. But strictly speaking, it was not a Victorian invention. But of course it is part of the whole history of Israel. Look at the book of Leviticus, Deuteronomy and so on. You will never do any work. All the time you were thanking God, please, and this, that, and the other. The Jewish year had not just one, but of course three events of Harvest Thanksgiving. The most important was the first fruits. The first fruits. The first sheaf of barley harvest was presented to God. It was the most demanding, most sacrificial thing that was asked of people. Ten commandments in the book of Exodus, and then we read on all, go on about giving. All that first opens the womb is mine. all your first male livestock and so forth, all the firstborn of your sons, you shall redeem. That was with an animal sacrifice. No one shall appear before me empty-handed. No one shall appear before me empty-handed. And the best of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring to the house of Lord your God. Now that's pretty tough order, isn't it? There we have it. Very demanding and equally costly. Not just time for partying, for having had a good harvest. I've never seen a farmer who doesn't mow. Always, they're always comparing, isn't it? It's too wet, too hot, too cold, wood. Not just verbal, but sacrificial. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. But let justice roll down like river, and righteousness like an overflowing stream. Our Lord, with that in mind, sets us a very good example of stewardship and accountability. I won't go through the whole of the New Gospels, but let me just look at two important events in the life of our Lord. The feeding of the 4,000 and of the 5,000, given the Matthew's Gospel. And the way I see it, three important factors emerge from that event. First, the spiritual feeding by our Lord for those who were there to come to hear him. A large crowd. Spiritual feeding. They were hungry. They were longing to be fed spiritually. Secondly, our Lord realizes that they must be now physically hungry. How important it is that a hungry person cannot be thinking of anything but food. Physical feeding. And thirdly, which is where I'm coming from just now, as you must guess, the remains that had to be collected. They were not left for the dogs and the pigs and the birds to eat. You can say, justify that, well, we can leave the crumbs there and it will soon be gone. That's not what our Lord does. He collects all that is remaining and baskets full. Responsibly, in their fashion and manner. In today's world, we see a huge amount of waste. Our Lord doesn't allow waste. Huge amount of waste in every walk of life. And this is not in the West, but all over the world that I've traveled. It is phenomenal. It's mind-boggling. It's most irresponsible. Industrial level as well as domestic. It costs, runs in the billions of whatever currency you may be using. All to keep the industrial and commercial fields well oiled and making money for the shareholders. How often, and I'm part of it, you and I have been tempted to buy two for the price of one. Am I right? And then what happens to the other one? We don't know how often that is. Two for the price of one. And then we don't eat it. And then sell or consume it, it's gone. Because it's been at the back of the cupboard. I eat it. I just ignore it. I'm told that there is a little talk all over that kind of waste. By 2020, 40% of UK's population will be well overweight and obese. Enormous. mainly because of overeating, and thus will call the National Health Service in England an incalculable sum of money with no resources, which is mainly personal that we have, but short as that we have now. How much, at least last October, he said, yeah, boy, I can't believe it. The government issued that they will be charged on plastic bags. We use millions a day, and overnight it went down by 95%. Overnight. Just 5 cents on the plastic bag. I help out in a charity shop 2 days a week. When I say 5 cents for the bag, they say, oh no, thank you very much. I've seen in India and in Africa and otherwise, in developing countries, the amount of plastic that is being used and then added because they don't know how to dispose of it. Mountains of it. And then in the evening, they burn it and poison the atmosphere. Is that a responsible way of stewardship of water resources? When I wrote to the MP about the plastic bag some 10 years ago, she just wrote back and said, you must be joking. And 10 years later, that thing has come about. We have this stewardship of God's richest blessings, and we fell far short of His expectations. And it's not only in the West, but as I said, in the rich in India are equally fat and obese. They eat too much ghee. They are too wasting the world's natural resource. Would you believe it? It was on the BBC 2 weeks ago. A new car is being put on the road in India every 10 seconds. How many cars have gone on the road since I started talking? Every 10 seconds, a new car. And they're going nowhere, I can tell you that. The roads are choked and monoxide. You can't breathe. I was there last April. Every 10 seconds a new car. The government reduced odd and even days for Monday to, you know. So people bought two cars, which even number the odd numbers. Back to square one. They're not stupid. Would you believe it? Is that the responsible way of living? What is our stewardship? The schools were closed last year in India for the middle of January because of pollution. After Christmas. Just like Adam and Eve, we too have not kept God's command and expectations in sight. The stewardship is the response at harvest thanksgiving. Secondly, accountability. God gives us the parable, Jesus gives us the parable of the tenants in the vineyard in Matthew's Gospel. And then of the talents, again in Matthew's Gospel. In the first one, the group wants to take over by force what was not theirs. And in the second, when he's so lazy, the hiccup doesn't get it off his backside. And then they were asked to give account. It's a question of accountability. How do we stand? Frightening scenarios and illustrations. It's a matter of accountability. Of what we have, the stewardship, and are interested in. Of course, it can be argued that as an individual, you and I are helpless. What can I do? I'm only Rajinder Dhan. Nobody. But is that really so? Are we too insignificant to bring about any change? I don't agree with that. When apartheid was about in South Africa, I used to deliberately buy tins of things from South Africa. from the supermarket. And next day I will take it back. I said, why you brought it back? I just made it in South Africa. I don't want it. Week after week I did that. There was a small protest about what was going on, and you and I can do the same in that fashion. We are important. We may not be shareholders of a multinational bank or industry that is set up, but some of us, especially perhaps in Switzerland, do work for them. I'm going to ask questions. And we may have a small investment of our pensions as well. Do we look at it, how it is being invested? Peter Hawker has brought a copy of the Church Times, in which there's an address by Rowan Williams, the saintly archbishop who should have never been an archbishop. And that's what he wrote. Or said in his speech, "Who is my neighbor?" Referring to the story of the Good Samaritan, he wrote, said this, "It operates at several levels. Jesus turns that question, 'Who is my neighbor?' back to you and I. Neighbor is not somebody sitting over there passively waiting for me to be good to him or her. The neighbor is me, me, me. Already involved in the life of another. Already moving towards someone else. Not passive, but active." He goes on to say, "We define ourselves as neighbors by our actions." Words of wisdom from a very saintly man. My brothers and sisters, how this is about solidarity, which is manifested by action through our stewardship and accountability to each other and to God. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them, but let justice roll down like river and righteousness like an overflowing stream," wrote the prophet hundreds of years before our Lord. How true his words were then, and how true his words are now. God wants our justice and our righteousness, the harvest of our thanksgiving.